Rebel Force Radio presents...
Excuse me, sir. Might I inquire what's going on?
This is RFR Q&A.
Hey, Star Wars fans. Jimmy Mack here with you, and welcome back to another edition of RFR Q&A. If you guys know the routine by now, the show is hosted by RFR VIPs. We got a lot of good ones, especially this guy. He's back, Jeff Holland. Okay, if we're going to be going in that direction, here we go then. You know, it doesn't take much to get me going. You just put a nickel in the machine.
I've been listening, reliving the Star Wars Oxygen. And we're at the Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Korra Ratama.
Korra Ratama.
Korra.
What if there's someone named Korra Ratama?
Korra Ratama.
Hey, Korra Ratama.
Yeah, she'll be in season 3 of The Mandalorian. It'll be his love interest. Finally, the Mando gets a lady, and her name is Korra Ratama. So we know that there's some dark side forces at play. It's not going to be good for the Mando. Okay, one more time.
Korra.
That's not too annoying, is it? No. I think I just broke everything. My entire system just blew up on me because of that. It couldn't handle the Sithiness that I was delivering on this day. Yes.
Sithiness.
So Jeff, how have you been? And let's talk about some Star Wars stuff. Let's talk about the stuff you want to talk about. I think last time you were on, I was talking too much and we didn't get to the stuff you wanted to talk to. So I'll try to be a little more conservative with my commentary this time around, which would be good. And which would be good for me, too, because I do have a little bit of a cold coming on. I'm hearing it big time. So I just wanted to say that to everyone. I think that's what's happening. If you notice something's up with my voice, that's it. Big deal. We'll work around it. I can still talk the wars. They're never going to take that away from me. So what's happening, Jeff?
Actually, tomorrow I'm going to San Francisco for the Metallica 40th anniversary show.
Ooh, holy smokes.
Another, if there was a passion that can rival Star Wars with me, it's Metallica. They're my favorite band.
I love Metallica.
I went to the 30th anniversary shows 10 years ago, and now this is my first time getting on a plane in 2 years, first trip.
It's worth it.
So I'm leaving tomorrow. So that should be fun. Got two shows in San Francisco.
Two shows. Amazing. And are they going to have like special guests and stuff like that?
Maybe.
An orchestra?
I was at that show in 99. They don't know. They had guests at the 30th anniversary shows, a whole bunch of guests, but they haven't said. I'm guessing yes.
A lot of great local San Francisco musicians that could take part in something like that. I'm thinking of a Joe Satriani, Sammy Hagar. The list goes on and on. There's so many great musicians out there. Journey, of course, Santana, of course. I love San Francisco. I really love San Francisco. Got some good friends out there. Lucasfilm is out there. Skywalker Ranch is out there. Rancho Obi-Wan is out there. So always a lot of reasons to go to San Francisco. But Metallica, that's a damn good one. First time I saw Metallica was